Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story that helps us understand what teenagers go through when they struggle with depression. It's from Thurgood Marshall STEM High School, and a note to listeners, this story addresses suicidal thoughts. Here's Project Coordinator Basim Blunt.
For African-American teenagers, suicide is the third leading cause of death. But many are afraid to seek help, let alone talk about it on the radio.
Hi, my name is Masad Patterson, and I'm an 18-year-old senior student at Thurgood Marshall STEM High School. Today, I'll be telling a story about depression. Depression can make you feel tired, unfocused, and unmotivated to do even the simplest tasks. I've been depressed for about as long as I can remember, and it's caused quite a few issues with how I've dealt with things, such as trying to enjoy my time on a field trip, how I socialized with my peers, or going to family events and being chastised for not being into the party and smiling. I remember one day where I had lied to my mom about being sick because I was just too depressed to want to even get out of bed or leave the house. I did my best to fight my way out of these episodes by burying myself in things that I loved, gaming, arts and crafts. I felt like a large weight was on my body, so I started lifting it for exercise. I was hearing voices, seeing things, and felt empty almost every single day. So I took those voices and used them for my own purposes. I created new characters like Soda Can Jones. I couldn't escape violent thoughts, so I played video games like Doom and Devil May Cry. I would do my best to keep my head up and surround myself with the things I loved and the people that cared. But it got worse. My depression got so bad that I had been to the hospital 3 different times, all for suicidal thoughts. They were nice to me at the hospital, but that's just them doing their job. I did learn quite a few things in the hospital. I learned a lot of, I learned a lot of techniques, coping mechanisms, coping skills. Many creators turned all their bad situations into good ones. Some writers only got that way because writing was their escape from real life. Artists, gamers, actors, all came from somewhere and discovered their passion some way. Fast forwarding to the present, and now I'm feeling much better. Graduation is about to come up, and my mother, father, brothers, and sister get to see me walk across the stage. I can't wait for the next chapter of my life to open. Going to college all the way out in Utah. It's a really far away journey, but hey, it's where I want to go. I want to go to college for video game design. I want to be a video game designer. If I hadn't gotten the help and medicine that I required from the hospital, if I hadn't surrounded myself with things that I loved, if I hadn't turned those bad situations into good qualities, then I wouldn't be here to tell you my story or to let you know to keep your head up and relax. You'll find that one thing that'll bring you some peace. Depression isn't a fixed thing. It's malleable. You can manipulate it. I can do this now, like, my own way. Hey, I can take my life back. For Dayton Youth Radio at Thurgood Marshall STEM High School, this is Masad Patterson.
That's a story entitled If, written and produced by Masad Patterson, a senior from Thurgood Marshall STEM High School. Special thanks to Nathan Chills. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK or the Crisis Text Line by texting HOME to 741-741. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.